This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 28th. Bread of God, Bread of Life. Our reading comes from John chapter 6. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?" He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "It would take more than half a year's wages to buy enough bread for each one to have a bite." Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. "Here is a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, but how far will they go among so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." There was plenty of grass in that place, and they sat down. About 5,000 men were there. Jesus then took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed to those who were seated as much as they wanted. He did the same with the fish. When they had all had enough to eat, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted." So they gathered them and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of the 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten. After the people saw the sign Jesus performed, they began to say, "Surely, this is the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." When crowds of people followed Jesus around, he spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed many who were sick. One day, when they were all in a remote place and hungry, he even fed a crowd of many thousands, all with a boy's lunch of 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. Yet Jesus was not content with setting up a free lunch program. When the crowd sought him out and found him again, he said, "Truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill." He knew they were looking for more food. They were attracted, of course, by his healing and teaching. But wow, he could even multiply food. Think how useful that could be. They wouldn't even have to buy groceries anymore. And just think how far an army could go with him as their king. But Jesus warned, "Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you." And by this he meant, as you work for your groceries, even more eagerly seek the bread of heaven. The people were confused because they didn't listen to Jesus' teaching. But the bread of life that they really needed was the gift of Jesus' life, which would give renewed, real, and everlasting life to the world. Pray with me. Oh God, we need real life. Give us each day our daily bread, and help us always to remember that what we really need is you. Fill us with faith and trust in you, we pray. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.